This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the World Body's General Assembly Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the World Health Organization should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. President Trump's mocking of his Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden for wearing a face mask in public took on a personal tone Tuesday night at a rally in Pittsburgh. Trump said, why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. And speaking of the president, he said he plans to announce on Saturday his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his short list. He met with one of them, possibly Judge Amy Coney Barrett, whom the president appointed to her current position. Via remote, this is VOA News.